And every year, thousands of Australians wait for the good news that the vital organ they need has become available. But the good news for them can often mean sad news for somebody else. Organ donation is an emotive but important topic, and one that we need to discuss with our loved ones. This morning, we're joined by Chris Thomas, CEO of Transplant Australia, to understand the issue a little bit better. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sam. And, you know, you've summed it up beautifully in that intro. You know, here we have our medical system with all the wonderful advances of surgery and medicine and drugs and so on, and, you know, fantastic doctors and nurses. But in this one area of medicine, the missing ingredient is, you know, a really rare and scarce resource called an organ.
Mm-hmm.
And it only happens when a family kindly agrees to donate their loved one's organs, or indeed respects the decision that their loved one had made. So none of it takes place without that really important ingredient. And you've opened that really well to draw that distinction.
Absolutely. So, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about what work Transplant Australia actually does?
So we're a national community organisation, I suppose, you know, the voice of organ donation and transplantation in Australia. There are about 1,400 people currently waiting, you know, for a transplant, and they need a voice to government to make sure that we've got the right resources going towards donation. They also need a voice out to the community to promote the value of the gift of life and to demonstrate what it means for the people who have a transplant. So our membership are predominantly people that have benefited from the gift of life, and every 2 years we stage the Australian Transplant Games, which is a really unique way to cast a spotlight on the lives of those people that have been saved by organ donation, to see that they're able to, you know, resume in what's obviously a very passionate pastime for Australians, and that is, you know, engaging in sport of all different types.
And Chris, 2018 was actually a record year for organ donation in Australia, and you had more than 550 donors providing transplants for just over 1,500 recipients. How many more transplants are actually required each year to kind of meet the needs?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Sam, because you've got 13,000 people on dialysis in Australia. So if we had enough organs to go around, many more of those people would, you know, be bumped up the waiting list and would actually, you know, get on the official, you know, waiting lists. So the good news is that we've increased our rate of donation. We've doubled our rate of donation over the last 10 years. So if we were doing this interview 10 years ago, I'd say that we had about 200 organ donors in Australia every year. Mm. Last year we had 554, plus another 238 people decided to donate a kidney through the Living Donor Program. So we've doubled our rate of donation. 554, I think, you know, looking at worldwide best practice, we could achieve about 1,000 donors a year. So there's still some, you know, more work to go.
So why do you think that organ donation rates in Australia do lag behind other countries like Spain or America?
I think there's, we're catching up fast, which is the good news. But there's some particular reasons that you can look at Spain. Spain takes a lot of donors from an older age group. So they go well into the 80s. You know, we've had a fairly conservative system here to say, you know, we want to make sure that if we're going to put that family through the trouble of asking for their loved one's organs, we want to make sure that we're able to utilize, you know, all of the organs. So Spain actually has a higher rate of not utilizing, you know, every organ. It's a real ethical question. Do you take, you know, do you get someone to become an organ donor on maybe the chance that something of theirs might be able to be suitable to someone else?
Right.
And so, you know, that's one reason. But they have had 20, 30 years of getting it right in the clinical system, of making sure that the conversations are held with the families in a really appropriate way.
So actually, on that note, how do we approach these conversations about organ donation with our families or loved ones?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what Australia was getting wrong. You know, in the old days, first of all, we would ask the family, you know, what they thought about organ donation without even checking to see if that person was a registered organ donor.
Right.
Now, that information's really important to that family.
Yes.
It's crucial to know that that's what that their decision was to be, to become a, you know, an organ donor if that ever, you know, if those circumstances ever arose. Obviously, it's really important. This sounds basic, but it really is important that that family has an understanding that their loved one has actually died. So, you know, if you're, if someone's on a ventilator and, you know, you could see them breathing, but there is no response from the brain, that's a really difficult concept
Absolutely.
To grasp. And if you're still holding out some hope, and then someone talks about organ donation, I mean, that's pretty final, you know, if they're,
yes.
if they're looking at doing that. And, you know, in the old days, that was the first realization that families were coming to, that, holy heck, they're talking about organ donation. My loved one has actually died.
Yeah.
So those sorts of things are really important, but also to show compassion, empathy, and to allow the family to take the time to come through, you know, with hopefully what will be the right decision for them. That's still one of the challenges in Australia, that, you know, the actual organ donation process can take, you know, 30 hours or more by the time you do all the tissue sampling and you go to see if there's any of the transplant units around Australia will accept the organs.
So it's quite a process.
You know, offered. And so people get, you know, families are already distraught, emotional, grieving, have just lost their loved one. And so we throw this whole other question in. But the statistics, Sam, are really quite stark. So if you've registered on the Australian Organ Donor Register, in 95% of occasions, families go, well, that's good enough for me. If that's what, you know, Bill or John or,
yeah,
or, you know,
respecting,
Marcia wanted.
Respecting their wishes.
Yeah. If you haven't registered and you've never discussed it, that drops down to 50%.
Right.
So one in two families
Absolutely.
Agree. So that's why the register is just so important.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Chris, to tell us more about it.
Thanks very much, Sam.
Absolutely. Have a good day.